Welcome to the White House Family Spoken Novels Podcast, Holiday Edition, Episode 53. Today we're reading Chapter 4, Part 2 of the book, Giving Thanks for Thanksgiving's Past. No matter how wonderful your Thanksgiving tradition has been, it will come to an end. You just don't know when. But precious memories will make those Thanksgivings past last forever, and new ones can begin. By Daniel White III with his wife Marika White. Chapter 4, Part 2, Granny Leaks. It was agreed that Granny Leaks would be the one to go in and offer the healing touch and a whispered prayer. David and Celestina, who never claimed to be devout Christians nor even casual Christians, now turned to prayer, even as they'd done when Celestina was diagnosed with breast cancer. "I guess we better go to God with some serious praying," Celestina said, as they settled down in the waiting room. "Yeah, I guess we'd better," David said hesitantly. He felt guilty as he had not been in touch with God since his wife's breast cancer scare. "Pray out loud or silently?" Celestina asked.
Silently," David said.
Prayer was not his thing. Yes, he believed in God. Yes, he believed in the miracles of God. Yes, his parents encouraged him to pray as a child. He even prayed the "Now I lay me down to sleep" prayer at bedtime when he was young, but had slacked off as he became a teenager, thinking he was old enough to decide for himself how much time prayer would take up in his life. But one prayer that had always been a part of his life, and which he now prayed with his family, was a prayer of thankfulness for every meal that was set before them. David glanced at his wife. Her lips were moving. "Prayer seems to come easy to you," he thought, as he stretched out both legs in front of him and closed his eyes. "Granny Lise could only spend 10 minutes with the Gramps. My mind and heart are not going to be fully at peace until I see the twinkle in his eyes," she told her daughter and son-in-law as they left the hospital. There was no need for them to stay, as he would be out of it for some hours. "Mama, until Papa comes out of the hospital, you're coming home with us," Celestina said. "So we'll stop by your house, pack your suitcase, and lock things up."
"No, no, I can't put you out like that. I'll just stay at my house. We do not expect this," Granny Leaks said.
"We will hear of no such thing," David said. "The decision has already been made. You're just going to sit in the house alone and be depressed and not eat, and then we will have to take you to the hospital too. We've already called the children and told them, and they have your room all set up. You don't want to disappoint them, do you?"
"Well, since you put it that way, no, I do not want to disappoint my grandchildren," Granny Leaks said.
Gramps was moved to the ICU after 2 days in the CCU. He was then transferred to a regular floor. After a week, he headed home. Granny Leaks and Gramps spent a month with David and Celestina and the family, not only so Gramps could get the rest he needed, but to relieve Granny Leaks of some stress and help her ease back into taking care of her husband. The three younger grandchildren were a big help. The oldest, Gabriella, who was living on her own, stayed with her grandparents for a month after they moved back into their own house. Granny Leaks was blessed to live 6 more months with Gramps, who passed away quietly in his sleep. "So I thank God for the many years he gave us together, especially those past 6 months. I felt closer to him, and our love for each other was stronger than ever. Maybe because we both knew he did not have long to live," Granny Leaks celebrated. Granny Leaks said, "I wish he was here with us to celebrate this Thanksgiving, as we have celebrated so many together." 9-year-old Angelina handed her grandmother a wad of napkins. "Thank you, dear," Granny Leaks said, wiping her eyes. Angelina leaned her head on her grandmother's shoulder. Granny Leaks patted her youngest daughter's head. "Thank you, Angelina, for your love, for your help, and your words of encouragement since his death. They have meant so much to me."
"You're welcome, Granny," Angelina said. "I do thank all of you for making me feel right at home," Granny Leeks said.
Oh, don't mention it, Mother. You're our family, Celestina said. It's been a pleasure having you come live with us for a while.
You put up a fierce fight. I almost gave up trying to convince you to come stay with us, David said.
But I'm glad I'm here now. It's not that I didn't want to live with you all. It's just not easy leaving the familiar behind. I have so many memories, over 50 years of memories in that house, and all 50 years with your gramps, Granny Leek said. She dabbed at her eyes. Well, let me stop talking before I get to crying.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of White House Family Stories. You may purchase a copy of this novel and any other Christian fiction books read on this podcast from Amazon.com. Now, dear listener, please know that God, the divine author of all things, wants to write a great story with your life as well. But first, you must give him the pen by trusting him with the life he gave you and surrendering your heart to Jesus Christ as Savior. Here is how. 1. Accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 7:20, "For there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not." Romans 23:3 reads, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." 3. Accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." 3. Accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." The Bible says in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." 4. Accept the fact that you cannot do anything to save yourself. The Bible states in Ephesians 2:8 and 9, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast."
5. Accept the fact that God loves you more than you love yourself, and that he wants to save you from hell. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." With these facts in mind, please repent of your sins, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and pray and ask him to come into your heart and save you this very moment. The Bible states in the book of Romans 10:9 and 13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, please pray with me this simple prayer. Heavenly Father, I realize that I am a sinner, and that I have done some bad things in my life. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I now believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. Amen. If you believed in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture." Thank you once again for listening, and may God bless you until next time.